The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Sound the Shofar on Warn Radio. It is Shabbat and time for fellowship, the Word of God and rest. Join us now as we enter into Sound the Shofar on the Watchman Alert Radio Network. Welcome.
Greetings and welcome to Sound the Shofar with the Watchman and Tower. Here is a clue to tonight's study. Peter's Epistle to the Elect, Part 2. Born again by incorruptible seed. Peter's Epistle reveals the gospel truth as he brings forth timeless truths of the incorruptible seed, the Word of God, and those who are born again. Stay tuned for more on this later. It is Friday, the third day of August, 2018, and we are glad you joined us. I am Tower, and this is Warn Radio, bringing you the truth of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. The readings this week are found in Deuteronomy chapter 7, starting at verse 12, through chapter 11, verse 25. Isaiah chapter 49 verses 14 through chapter 51 verse 3, and the New Testament portion is John chapter 7 verses 1 through chapter 8 verse 59. By going to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, or gethealthyyoungliving.com, you can read the featured post by the Watchman and also listen to our shows. And the featured posts this week by the Watchman are 12 Key Points to Living in a Lawless World. Key Gospel Directives in These End of Days, Where Perilous Times Meet the Faith of Christians Worldwide. Also, Going Forward in His Grace. Living in the Days of Peril and Going Forward in His Grace. The difference between saint and sinner is the fact of repentance, change of heart, and being born again by the Spirit of God. So go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, or gethealthyyoungliving.com to listen to the latest shows and also read the featured post by the Watchman. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/warnradio. And we also have 3 Twitter accounts. Hashtag WatchmanIS216, hashtag WarnRadio, or hashtag WGS_Watchman. And now I welcome in the Watchman for Sound the Shofar. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Glad we can be here again. Thank God.
Yep, we're here. Friday, another week gone by. We are in August now. And, well, let's see, the same stuff's going on in America, the political fodder. But they did confirm that Trump's approval rating is 50%, all the while the Democrats continue to plunge and they act like they're schizoid maniacs. So I don't know. You know, they've even got the bigwigs, the big guns from Hollywood were out today on some of the stuff they were featured. And Steven Spielberg and all of them. And, you know, Steven Spielberg and all the other directors that are liberal and act in this way, they can shove it where the sun don't shine as far as their movies.
Boy, that's the truth.
You know, I won't pay for nothing. Might watch it for free somewhere, but no, I won't. I don't go to the movies anyway, so.
Oh, me either. I'm not interested in giving money to them.
Well, at any rate,
I'm not that interested in watching the shows.
At any rate, it's just the way it is. We do have our Visions channel up on the new Reel.video. And we you know, it's really gotten to the point where it is in its beta stage. So it's really kind of in the, I don't know what this is yet going to turn out to be. I hope it works out for him. But I did this to back him. And the channel's called Visions. We do have a video on it, but as of today, they haven't reviewed it or done anything. So, I mean, the site is missing a lot of stuff. I don't know who did the site, but, you know, it takes a lot of work to get this stuff worked out. It really does. So.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who's doing it, but it does. And if you're in beta stage, it takes quite a while. I think Blog Talk was in it almost a year before they got out of it. I mean, and that's the last stage of beta. They have several stages of it. Of course, now today you don't quite have to do that with some of them. Our websites, I can put them up pretty much in a day. Some of the smaller ones I can get up quicker than that. Now, our Warren Radio site is a little bit different. When that went down and I had to get everything back up, it took a while. It took, you know, I can't remember. I was thinking about a week before we got all the stuff up on it.
Huh.
So it does take a while to get all this done. And let's see, what else is going on? Tomorrow, Saturday, get on over to a lot of our books on Amazon because they're all going into a special promo because I've got three promos starting. Some of them, a couple of them are the old books, Psalms of the Watchman and things like that. You can pick up the ebook. This is the Kindle versions. If you're on that special reading program, I forgot what it's called, we're on Prime, and so we get always get a book. A book a month. It's really, I don't know if you knew that, Tower. But you can get, because we belong to it.
I've seen that, but I don't have time to read.
Yeah, you do. You used to love to read. Well, all I'm saying is if there's a book out there that you're interested in,
I ought to check it out.
Yeah. So at any rate,
I've kind of looked at the free ones.
Yeah.
And they weren't anything I'd be interested in.
Well, this isn't the free ones. I mean, this is Prime. You know, on Prime Video, the Prime ones, you can get in on that a lot. And if you want to buy them, they're discounted quite a bit. So. Hmm. At any rate, that's neither here nor there. Tonight we are going to be in Peter. And
yeah, I think that's good. I like Peter.
And so, you know, it's hard to believe this summer went by the way it did.
Oh, I know. Depressing.
But if you go on over to warren-usa.com and Dana Glenn Smith, we do have quite a few promos going on with Amazon. We got another one with Facebook. And, of course, you may not ever see it. It's a special targeted. Actually, it targets, I've targeted Wyoming with this one.
And what is that again?
It's a post in our book together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's set up to... It'll run for until you know, the money runs out.
Yeah.
So at any rate, doing that, we got some new banner for our visions thing that I'm doing. We've been doing it for a long time, and I've been using visions for a long time, but I made some banners up and stuff, and they're over on our website. And so you can check all that out when you go on over there, because it's just a little more fully, and I've got to write a post to this as well. I've got some other things that I'm working on, because we may expand that whole role.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Well, the reason is quite plainly, the persecuted church, and there was even persecuted Christians here in America. Not as much as overseas, but so at any rate, we're going to be working on that, because I stopped reporting on the news a long time ago. I did report on the in-depth news 2014-2015 when ISIS moved through the Middle East, and the bloodshed of the Christians, Yazidis, and other Muslims went on. And then I just decided I wasn't going to do that anymore, that I wasn't going to cover the news, but I was going to cover the news of the persecuted church. So that's what we do on Wednesdays for an hour. And we may get back on Blog Talk and put the Visions channel in, because the video channel is the one over on Real Video. We'll see how that works out. And we still have our HD videos over on Vimeo, they want us to expand stuff over there. The thing of it is, the videos of Vimeo, when I make them and put them up, I mean, it takes me forever.
Oh, I know.
Like last night, we had two major videos to put up. And so I went to bed after, and then I was up within a couple hours to get the other video going. So by 5 o'clock, both of them had been uploaded. So you figure there's a good, we probably started doing it last night about 8 o'clock, uploading the videos, and we got done at 5. That's an 8-hour work day.
Yeah.
If you throw in lunch.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's 9 hours. So it takes a lot of stuff. It's not like YouTube, and you just put some of these little Putin videos up. These are pretty high def, so at any rate, it does take a lot to do it.
It does.
And the Spreaker and our other systems. And there again, for all of you out there that do listen, we are expanding this network, the WIVR, in order to get everything around, to give every device be able to do all we can. So you can stop by Warren USA, support us, support our posts, share them, do all you can to help us get the word out. Go from there. So, I think that's all the news that is the news for today. August the 3rd. There used to be an anchor that did that. That is the news. I was thinking it was Walter Cronkite used to say that.
I don't
In his
remember.
Baritone voice,
Yeah, could have been him.
But Walter Cronkite actually hid a secret. He was not a conservative. He was actually a liberal.
Really?
Yeah, you wouldn't have known it. See, a lot of the early ones, even Peter Jennings, you'd have never known. He was a Canadian, but the thing of it is, he didn't really talk about being a Canadian. They didn't advertise it. And a lot of the old-fashioned people that you would listen to in the news, they would not. Get political, they would not get personal, they would not give opinions, just like this Jim Acosta thing. I mean, this guy needs to have his butt chewed out royal, but CNN seems to like it.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't agree with what's
and
the way they treat the president.
And, well, you know, I would have kicked his butt out, too. And then he went and went after Sarah Huckabee when she was having her regular daily briefing. And he was shouting that he was going to wring her neck. I mean, he had said that he was going to wring her neck. So then the people that didn't like it, including the White House and others, said that he said he was going to choke him. So they called him a liar, because in Jim Acosta's world and CNN, choking someone and wringing their neck are two different things. I mean, it's just purely bull semantics. If you're going to choke somebody, it's the same thing as wringing their neck, because when you wring the neck, you're going to choke them.
Yeah.
So at any rate, you know how it is. You know, it's just a bunch of stupidity going on.
It is.
And that's why ridiculous. We're going to be focusing on the persecuted church, because I am not going to mess with it. I just am not interested in it. If you people want to act that way, you act somewhere else. I am not going to give you the time of day. If you in Hollywood are going to put out movies and you're going to act that way, I'm going to boycott. I'm going to tell people to boycott you. I will not give anything to do with you. And if I find out even further that Facebook and some of these others are pushing it, I will find another way for people to contact us other than Facebook. I will tell you to take a hike,
right,
because I am not going to play your game. We're here to get the gospel out. We're here to get the word of God out. And that's just all there is to it. There is not enough time to act like idiots like many are doing today. And they're not just acting like idiots. They are purely full of sin and sinful ways and pride. A pride that won't allow them to kiss and make up, to say, hey, you know, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit out of line here. I want to be able to just stop this. You know, somewhere, somebody needs to be big enough and say, you know, that's it. If I was the CEO of CNN, I would tell them to stop it. If I had to fire every anchor, I would.
And start over,
I would. I would shut the place down. I would gut the place. I would get back to basics. And I would get me an editor that didn't edit on their shirt sleeves, but they really wanted to tell the truth.
Yeah.
And they would give respect to the office. Now, that's what needs to happen. But I'm afraid. I'm not afraid, but that's just a saying. These people are not going to do that. But that's what needs to be done.
Right.
And I wouldn't be a CEO of any news organization, because I've got other things that are more important than your fodder that you call news. Period. And if I see anything with CNN on it, I won't go near it.
Oh, I know. I don't even read their articles.
And NBC, see you later. You can choke. MSNBC, same way. Microsoft News, I may use some of your Microsoft products, but as far as your news and biasness, you can slam that where the sun don't shine, too. Now, you do have some good things in that news feed, you know, but, you know, these special articles that you've been coming out, freshly curated by your editors, that's nothing but slanted liberalism, because I've seen them. You start putting in some articles by Breitbart, by WorldNet Daily, and some of the others, Microsoft, and I might think that you're going to be honest. But the problem you have is some of the voices that you need to hear, you will not listen to. So as a result, I ain't going to listen to you.
That's
although
right.
I do hear you, because it's kind of hard to get away from that, because they're so loud, so intense, so annoying, and just like Waters, the bad penny that just keeps returning. She just does not want to wake up. But even the blacks who met with Donald Trump, were called Uncle Toms by other blacks and other liberals because they couldn't believe that they would do that. But black unemployment is down that's most it's going to be. And CNN reported on what these black pastors had to say. They wanted input. And they were delighted to see the jobs report, and they were sitting down with Trump and a lot of others to make a difference in the way things are handled and to try to get some help to the inner city and to the blacks and the minorities. Now, that's what Trump was doing with them.
Well, good for him.
And one of them was was relation to Dr. King.
Martin Luther King?
Mm-hmm. One of his family sat down, too.
Wow, that's cool.
And I know, because they had stood up before and had backed him, you know. And
yeah,
they,
that's good.
You know, in the past, as I said, I don't agree with everything Trump says or does, but this is important, and I'm going to sit down. See, now that's what you need to do. You don't have to agree with him on everything. But you have got to at least be honorable enough to sit down and treat people with respect and give them some due, you know, rather than just being just so fervently anti-everything and godless and wicked and spiteful and hateful. And you're pushing, you push war, you push hatred, you push violence. What is the matter with you people? You know? And one of these days, you may push it too far, and then there will be a war, and some of your own family will get killed because you've been an outspoken moron.
Yeah.
You need to learn to shut up. Keep quiet. Try to heal the breach. But the gulf is widening a lot, so. So at any rate. And that's why we're doing visions, in case you're wondering. That's why we're focusing on important stuff.
That's right.
And we're going to focus on that right now. We're going to get to the Word.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see you on the other side.
Born again by incorruptible seed. That is the hope we have through Christ. And we're in 1 Peter chapter 1, and of course, you know, the way the apostles do it, and Peter does this as well as Paul, they get in there and they get on a theme, and you can see the smooth transitions and the information through the anointing of the Spirit of God as they write this. And in verse 17, Peter is summing up from some of the other verses. And, for instance, verse 14, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And he sums that up by saying, and if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. And all of this is about a wake-up call. You know, this isn't, well, I'm going to accept Jesus and just do whatever I want to. You've got a party line here. If there was ever a party line, it's not Democrat, it's not Republican, it sure ain't independent. It is Holy Spirit driven, it's the Word of God, and you're to conform to that Word of God in the image of Christ. And of course, God our Father will provoke you through little things we would call, our earthly fathers would spank us, your Father in heaven will correct you. We were talking about this last night, matter of fact, when we talked about abiding, and the Lord said, I am the true vine, and my Father's the husbandman, and he will purge the branches. He will burn the ones that aren't doing it. In other words, if you have, I've got raspberry bushes out here, and when this year's crop of raspberries are done, you have a whole bunch of things that begin dying. The raspberry bushes. And so you have to go cut those off in the fall. So in the spring, you can really see them anyway. You want to, you know, you cut them away. You get rid of them. And that's just the way it is in a Christian's life. The Father is not going to mess around. He's going to take a look at your fruit factor, and he's going to take a look and see what he needs to do to get you provoked into walking in a little more reasonable manner according to the will of God. And so that's why it says in verse 17, if you call on the Father, who without respect to persons will judge every according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here and for here. It is a very short lifespan that we have here. And, you know, Tower and I, you know, it's zipped by the length of years we've been here. And I could say we've been here for over four decades. And we've been doing this over two decades in this last day's ministry, while we started and began many, many years ago going to Bible school in the pre-80s, the late 70s. So walking this path and doing this, we've been doing this for a few days. And we have, without doubt, endured the Father's provocation, and you could call it plainly spanking and awakening, because there is a point, even as Christians, we need to have a healthy fear, respect, and reverence, and awe. I call it reverential awe for the Lord our God and our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. For we are destined, we are charged to become in the image of Christ. 1 John chapter 1 says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, meaning our Lord, that's where we need to be. Verse 18, for as much as you know, you are not redeemed with corruptible things like fiat currency. Well, here it says as silver and gold from your vain conversation. Now, you might think vain conversation. That's exactly what goes on in the news today. It's vain, useless, worthless conversation that people get excited over. It has absolutely no eternal value whatsoever and will indeed divide the country. It will bring death upon Americans, and it will bring perdition upon your cities. But we're not talking about that. I'll get back to the Word of God. It gives you a little idea that you were not redeemed from this vain conversation of your life when you went your own way, as many Gentiles do, ignoring holiness, ignoring the Bible, doing your own thing. Everything was okay, of which many people do today and have no fear of God. They don't even think about when all this is going to come to pass. They don't think about the great white throne judgment. They don't think about nothing. They just, and people end up dying that way. Of course, I came out of the 60s, and there was Janis Joplin, and there was the Doors. There was Jimi Hendrix. There was many others who died of drug overdoses and many other things. They made millions, and their names became hallowed in the musical world, yet they died. Then, of course, there were some actors that died young. Many of them. Vain conversation. See, we think of silver and gold. If we could have it all, we would be happy. But it's a proven fact. Look at Robin Williams. A man that was totally, totally, absolutely one of the most talented persons I've ever seen in what he did. Yet, because of what he suffered, and he became not well, and he took his own life, and he loved his wife dearly. She said it was a dream marriage to him, and I'm sure it was. But see, your money is not going to bring you happiness. Now, many people will tell you that. They will say it will bring you happiness. But I challenge you to prove that by going to Hollywood right now and talking to Spielberg and some of the others who have lots of money, lots of fame, and they spend most of their time hating Trump so much. How can they have a wonderful life when Trump's in the White House? So they plot, and they warn, and they scream and holler and use all of their authority as actors and directors and show people to try to get us, the ignorant population, to listen to them. Because after all, it was your nickel that gave them so much money in the first place. If you hadn't have gone to Spielberg's movies, he wouldn't have got so friggin' rich. But how many times have we seen it? They get rich, become famous actors, they go through women, or the women go through men, depending which one's the actor, an actor, an actress. They don't stay. Very few of them stay married to the same person. Matter of fact, Charlie Sheen, if you go back, he was making a lot of money and he got in trouble. And of course, his one thing that he was doing, he actually got released from that because of drugs. He couldn't stay off the drugs. Here's a guy that has a lot of talent. It comes down through all the Sheen family, and he couldn't find it. But he, you know, right now today he's bankrupt. He can't pay child support for the two women. And he can't find a job because he's been banned, and he got into the drug scene. And he lost his temper and many other things. And Peter is saying to you and me today, especially in America, you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. Now, this is especially true in the old days, but when Peter was talking, because even if you weren't a Jew, there was many people who were of other nationalities who really did receive the tradition from the elders. Of course, this was the time when they would also take somebody under their wing, and they would train them for quite a few years so they could take over the skill, because in order to be a silversmith, a goldsmith, or to be a skilled carpenter, craftsman, such, you would have to go under tutelage. This was real popular in Europe. It isn't in America anymore. In the beginning of America, it was that way, and everybody had their understudy when they were doing this in the early part of America, because that's how we learned. There was very few colleges at all, and only the rich could go to that, but see, here we are, received by tradition from your fathers. Now, see, the Jews have always been very good in passing down the tradition to their children all along. Now, see, for most of us, though, in America, we have fallen apart from the family. The family has suffered tremendously. But that doesn't change what Peter's trying to say here, is that you're special. It's not like what you see around you. Because you see that every day. And as I've said before, you see the fruits of those who are rich. And you could even throw in Soros, who spends all of his millions, and he's, what is he, 85 or something? You don't have much life left, but instead of spending it enjoying life, he spends it trying to turn nations into what he thinks it should be. And he's worked on Obama. He came out with saying Obama was his biggest disappointment. But see, that's his goal in life, and that's vain. Of course, he's an atheistic Jew. I don't know what he thinks he's going to do when he gets on the other side and stands before the Father and he says, I sent you my son. What did you do with him? Well, I didn't do nothing with him. I'm atheistic. I don't believe in you. Well, God will stand there and say, well, Mr. Soros, I'm here and I'm going to tell you, you're not going to stand in front of me because you don't believe in me. Nor did you take the offer of which I gave you freely, so you wouldn't have to suffer this. Depart from me, you wicked. Now you see, this is the reality of what we face today. See, America's not going to stand forever. Russia's not going to stand forever. Turkey's not going to stand forever. The nations of men are not going to stand forever. The devil is not going to be the devil forever. He's going to be gone. Kaput, down the road. He'll be toasting hot dogs in hell. And he won't be eating them. He will be the hot dog. He'll be gone in the lake of fire. And there's a kingdom. In order to get into that kingdom, you have to be perfect. And the only way to do it is through Christ and your faith and belief and receiving. And this is what Peter says next. How were you redeemed? Not with corruptible things like gold and silver, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Now you see, only in the world can you have something like the Bible written, and you have the epistles of Peter, you have James, you have John, you have Paul, and of course you have Matthew and Mark and Luke. It's clear. The truth is here. And either you're too lazy to read it, or when you do read it, your heart is so hard and your mind so set against it that the truth can't get in. But it's been in front of us. God has had a witness, and he's going to have a witness until the very end. You may think that all Christianity is going to die. You may think that the Word of God's not going to go forth, but that's not the truth at all. There will be a testimony of Jesus Christ all the way through the Great Tribulation. Because you're going to be taken through it, whether you like it or not. It's coming on the earth and upon the nations of men. And there's nothing you're going to do to stop it. Absolutely nothing. Doesn't bother God at all. You can yell and scream at him. You can curse him with every curse you've got. But in the end, God's going to have the last say so, because you, as a pitiful soul whom he sent his son to redeem, guess what? You rejected it. So now under the law, because you refused the atonement that God offered through Christ, you're lost. But it didn't have to be that way. And sometimes we talk about the devil being so powerful, but really, the devil knows. He knows the condition of men. All he has to do is work in the pride issue, and he can get you so prideful you won't listen to nobody. And that's exactly what he's done in America, because really, for him, to destroy America would be the best thing. You see, because in America, and as I told you, we are an advocate for the persecuted church. Well, see, we deal with people that are directly overseas. But their ministries are in the UK. There's some in various nations of the world, as well as in America. But America's been the biggest. So if the devil can successfully destroy America and make it to where all these ministries that are helping Christians around the world, and not only that, but helping Muslims and others as well, if he can work it out to destroy them and to destroy their ministry, there's nobody left to help these people. So while we talk about America being what it is, it would do good for the gospel and for the believers around the world that this country maintain a strong Christian balance and message, and for the Christianity to come together for once, truly, and stop your infighting, take your doctrines and throw them out, and get back into the apostolic word. And stop holding the traditions of men over the word of God. That's what the Jews were accused of by the Lord. And of course, when he mentions it, I mean, it's the truth. That's what happened. Okay, verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. That's how your atonement comes forth. But atonement can only come through the blood. The precious blood of Christ. That phrase describes the atonement. Now see, there is atonement in the Old Testament through the blood of bulls and goats, but it's not like this. He died once for all. In the Old Testament, under the other covenant, you always had to have that blood of the bulls and goats. Verse 20, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest or revealed in these last times for you. And at that time, the writing of Peter, that was considered the last times. And we pretty much, when you get into the prophecy in the church, look at it as that when Christ came and he was on the cross, everything from the cross forward is the last days. We are in the last of the last days, which means that this is the generation that many of us, I believe that, absolutely, we will be the last generation before the coming of Christ. Now, I could be wrong. I just said that's what I believe. But then the apostles believed that the Lord was coming right now anyway, and that's just what happens. Because your flesh and you just believe he's going to come. Because the Spirit of God that's in you moves you so much. He's got to be coming. But he will be here soon. So he's manifested in these last times, meaning when he was on the cross. And of course, Peter was there, one of those who walked with him and ate. They slept in the same camps. They prayed at the same places. Peter, James, and John, they witnessed his transfiguration. They saw the true bit of heaven. Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. See, he's already told you that you weren't redeemed by corruptible seed. See, Christ came from heaven, from his Father. He gave his life as a ransom for many. But see, the icing on the cake, and that's what we were talking about, that's why you need to listen to our John series. It was part 9 last night, and of course, in talking about that particular section, John 15, we were going through, he talked about keeping his commandments. Here, Peter is saying, obeying the truth. Now, see, if you were a slave or a servant, and your master came up to you and told you to do something, he might have been nice saying, why don't you go do this? But that is a commandment. He commands you to do it. Now, Peter's being nice here, seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit. And that's what they were doing, the ones to whom he was writing, because there was a genuine love. It was an unrestrained love. It was just like, we love you. You're brethren, you know, and they're pure hearts. It's love. And it gives them the benefit of the doubt. It just says, you know, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to love you, and that's it. And I accept you. You've accepted the Lord. Whatever I can do, I'm there. Now, we've got a long ways, I believe, in America before we truly get to this. But I guarantee you that the church, by the time the Lord gets here, they will have this, absolutely. Now, many in the church overseas, have lived a different Christianity. The redemption is the same, but the life is different. We're the same church with the same Lord. And we need to learn to love the same way. But I'm not so much concerned about you loving the brethren overseas that are being persecuted for their faith. I'm more concerned about your unfeigned love for the brethren in America and also in other denominations, because most of those have been taught to be that way. Now see, where there the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. There's grace, there's freedom. Freedom to be redeemed and to know the truth. In verse 23 of that first chapter of 1 Peter, he says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. And that's where the Spirit of God comes in. And that's where you find your interaction with heaven and truth. And that's what you need to focus on. Because when you look at stuff, and I just use the internet to get the word out, but you got to be careful with the internet. You got to be careful with this world, because this world is temporal. You can trust your Lord and His Father. You can trust the Spirit of God that lives within you and the Word of God which you read. And you can trust also those brethren who, like you, believe this is the Word of God, and you hold on to it dearly, believing that you must live by it. As we talked about last night, the Lord Himself said, if they do not obey my words, they will not obey your words. So one of the biggest tests in Scripture is obeying the truth, the Word of God. The Word is truth, and it's anointed. And it has the moving of the Spirit of God and the anointing that will work in you both to do and to follow the will of the Lord. Now you see, he again compares this. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached to you. I love that verse. You search all over for the word of the Lord. Where's it at? Tonight, it's here. I'm giving you the Word of God. The gospel being taught and preached is the Word. It goes out, you hear it. You have a decision whether to accept it, to listen to it. The Spirit of God can confirm and make it come alive in your spirit and quicken it to your understanding. Thus it gets into your mind and into your heart, and then your will is changed because you've decided that that's the truth, and you proceed. Now we're in chapter 2 of 1 Peter. He says, wherefore? And I still remember Brother Kennedy, our pastor, whom we love very much. He was our pastor. He truly loved. Of course, we weren't perfect at the time. You know, it'd be nice that when you got into this, you'd just be suddenly perfect. But it's a process. Sanctification. No, you enter into it justified because of your faith and the work on the cross and the blood of Christ. But the sanctification, that's a process. You ain't perfect. You ain't going to be perfect. So don't expect the church to be perfect. That's true. Our old pastor used to say, you know, you go into a church and you find all these faults and all these people that are not perfect. He says, but if you ever do find a perfect church, don't go. Because the minute you go in there, you're going to ruin it because it's not going to be perfect anymore because you will be there. Unfeigned love of the brethren. So Peter begins the second chapter by saying, wherefore, because of all these things previously he talked about, because you weren't born again by temporal things. You were born through this redemptive process. And you're constantly being challenged and born anew when the gospel's preached and you receive this word. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Lord said, my words are spirit and they are life. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envyings and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. And see, he's laying groundwork here for the newbies. The problem you run into is when you find an old saint that's still on the milk. Now, Paul ran into that with some of them. He said, I would give you meat, but you're still on milk. Peter then says, if so be, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. If so be. So you've been born again, you've come into this, and you're to lay aside all the things that you used to do, and get into the Word, and desire that milk that comes out of it, and as a newborn babe, you need the sustenance of the Word of God. So you need to get into it, you need to read it, you need to meditate on it, you need to believe it and receive it into your spirit. That's how you get this milk of the word in you, through the spirit. And along the way, as the Lord himself said, my spirit will bear witness with your spirit that you're a child of God. So it is that along the way in this life, you begin to taste and see that the Lord is gracious and good. And I mean see. Because within your understanding and within the tasting and within the acceptance and within the growth, God opens you up and the visions that you have. And I mean, we're not talking literally about the eyes. We're talking about this revelation that flows, enables you to see. And so when you read about heaven, you believe it. You can almost see it and touch it. Because you have that hope built up within you. So, verse 3 and 4, although there's a period, they are connected here. If so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Because you're tasting that the Lord is gracious, because you're in the milk of the word. And that milk of the word allows you to understand and actually taste and experience the Lord through this anointing and revelatory process. And so you're actually coming to the living stone, the great I Am. The I Am that I Am. The Alpha and Omega. The Rock of Ages. Disallowed indeed of men, he was rejected of men, but he had been chosen of God previously and sent out, and he was precious to the Father. And so he says, you also as lively stones, because you now are born of him. He's the first fruits. Now you are entered into that arrangement. You are a lively stone. And you are connected to a spiritual house. That house is Christ, a holy priesthood, which is the priesthood of Christ after the order of Melchizedek, who has no beginning and end, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable unto God by Jesus Christ. For the word says that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. This is what the children of Israel missed. Not all of them, but some of them. A good portion of them. To love God and his Son. Coming unto him with your spiritual sacrifices, filled with his Spirit, full of his Word, worshiping him, acknowledging him, worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Not to get anything out of him, but to love him and understand him and have a revelation and a presence of God in your life that will keep you and your family through hell or high water, as well as through blessing. Wherefore also it is contained in Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. And that, of course, is the Lord, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. In Zion, which the children of Israel talk about even to this day. And there is a chief cornerstone which they did not expect to be there. He went to his own, and his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. When he was weeping over Jerusalem, he says, how oft would I have gathered you as a mother hen does her chicks, but you would have none of it. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets. See, he would have taken him and gathered him and loved him and protected him. They wouldn't. Therefore, he said, your house is left unto you desolate. He had no choice. They rejected him. But in Israel today, there is a strong messianic presence who believe in Yahshua. Yes. Now, the law is good if we use it properly, but redemption is found in Christ, Yahshua, through the new covenant. The law will not save you. It will not forgive you. The law was fulfilled by Christ. But we do not do away with the law, because the law is even how many Christians got saved. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The law of faith. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness' sake. If you cannot believe God, that he exists, that you can come to him, that what he says is true, and that he has sent you the Redeemer, you can't be saved. So the Lord fulfilled the law. The law came through Moses, but grace and truth through Christ Jesus. And to the Gentile church, it is true as well. We take this far, far too easy. We count it as nothing many times. We think that, you know, God will forgive us. You know, we can just go do what we want and tomorrow we can just repent again. So we live in a continual repentance. We live in a continual, you know, well, it doesn't matter. You know, this is the new covenant. I can go do that, you know. Oh, woe unto thee. For the apostles spoke the word, be ye holy, for he is holy. And Christ, the chief cornerstone. If you believe on him, you will never be ashamed, because he is the only begotten Son of God. He is the Lamb that fulfilled Passover. He is the atonement for the Day of Atonement. He is the high priest after the order of Melchizedek on the Day of Atonement. He is the new temple of tabernacles, and his body is the tabernacle of which we all partake of, and we will all live in a new tabernacle when we live with him in heaven. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Now, Peter's telling you here, just as Paul said it, Paul said to some, we are an aroma of life, and to others, we are an aroma of death. And that is the same way today. And in America, it's getting worse and worse. Because there's many that disallow this stone. And of course, the stone which the builders disallowed, that's a direct reference to Israel, who rejected him. But as I said, and Paul even says, God is not finished with Israel. He tells us in Romans that Israel will be saved. And they're getting saved today. And we're finding overseas in Muslim areas and Hindu areas that they're getting saved. We're seeing that the gospel is going in spite of man. We're seeing miracles in spite of those who don't believe. And this gospel shall be preached for a witness, and then the end shall come. You can bank on that. And our role is to do that in these last days. No matter what comes, no matter what happens, no matter what falls, we are charged with this. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Welcome to Discipleship 101 in the Word of God. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he's precious. But unto them who are disobedient, The stone which the builders disallowed is made the head of the corner. See, this stone, Christ, is the head, and they don't like it. And because he is the head, and he is the Lord, and he is the Savior, to them he's a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense. And even to those who try to understand and get into the Word, he can still see them stumbling at the Word to understand, being disobedient, not knowing that they were appointed to this if they refused the truth. America is not going to save you. NATO is not going to save you. The United Nations is not going to save you. But some pastor in bare feet, who is the pastor of a rickety old church with a bunch of people in it that couldn't afford fancy clothes that Americans have, he comes along and finds you need a miracle. He prays for you and you get instantly healed and find the Lord of glory. Now that's the way God works. But all these preachers dressed up in ties? Do you see those kind of miracles coming out of these churches? Think. For God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Bless God forevermore. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be good looking. You don't have to have shoes. You don't have to have a fancy house. You don't have to have nothing except faith. And know this God and his Son. Because you can kick them demons out. You can call down fire from heaven. You can create fire in the hearts of men and women. Oh, for the Lord himself says, greater things than these shall you do, because I go to my Father, he said. Oh. See, Peter has a lot in this. In verse 9, but in spite of all these things, you are a chosen generation. I love this. Are you down tonight? Father, reveal to them that they are a chosen generation right now. His Spirit will bear witness with your spirit. No matter when you hear this, the Spirit of God will reveal himself to you. All you have to do, believe it. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness and into the marvelous light. Remember the Laodicean churches. They thought they were rich and in need of nothing. We have the biggest churches that are rich. And yes, they're in missions and they're doing everything. But that's not the marvelous light. The marvelous light is Christ, not the things. Tonight, you're a chosen generation. Oh, thank you, Lord. A royal priesthood. You may not look like it. Just remember them little old pastors overseas who preach, and them rickety churches. Some of them can't even afford a rickety church. They meet under trees and by riverbanks. Paul even mentions going down to the river and finding some believers down there. A holy nation. It's because of Christ. A peculiar people? Yeah, we're peculiar. Amen, brother. Preach it. I can hear that. No. We are peculiar. I've had a bunch of peculiar believer friends in my life. Try going to Bible school. We'd have our koinonia groups and we'd get together in that, believe in God for everything under the world. We had mailbox faith like you wouldn't believe. We knew God was going to make a way for us. Oh, yes. And we loved one another. And then you get into the real world, into the church, and you find out they're not like that. You might find a couple of deacons like I found who met me on the stairs and said, "We don't want you around here anymore. You're too zealous for the Lord. We don't want your kind here. Take your briefcase, your bags, and get out and get away from us." And that was the end of my ministry there. Holidays were approaching. We had moved to another state entirely. We wound up with no place to go. Like that, overnight. Boom. Oh, yes, I got a lesson that time. Boy, I tell you. Oh, I can laugh about it now. But I'll tell you, that wasn't fun. And I drug my family with me. My children. That hurt. They don't know it hurt. They just thought I was going around doing all that because that's what we did. Maybe. I don't know. Peter says in verse 10, "Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul." We're going to stop in this verse right here, because I want to stop. See, this sums up what Peter's been saying. In the time past, you were not the people of God. Not at all. But now, through Christ, you're the people of God. Before you didn't obtain mercy, but now you have. I like that. I like that a lot. So that's why we're to love one another. That's why I want to also focus on the Word of God, like we do. Write the articles with the Word of God. be an advocate for the persecuted church. Because there was a time we weren't a people. We were just persons. Just had no honor, had nothing. But now you and I, we're the people of God. We didn't have mercy before, and I was raised in a Methodist church, and I knew the Lord. We were taught a lot of things, but the Lord had to get me out of there to get me saved. I went back after I graduated and talked to the Methodist minister there and told him I was born again and I knew the Lord. He had no idea what I was talking about. And of course, he had a divinity degree, and he, you know, he had all kinds of religious education on Christianity, so you couldn't tell him nothing. You wonder who's heading up your churches today? I can't tell you about all of them, but I know there's a few of them around, a few too many. Father, we thank you for your word today and for your mercy and for allowing us to have mercy and to be a people of God and have hope. Let this word resonate in the hearts of your people as only you can do it, Father, through Christ our Lord. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, Tower.
Okay.
I love that epistle.
Mm-hmm. Me too. It's amazing. And just, you just think about all that Christ has done for you, and it just blows your mind. Because you're not, you know, we're just not worthy. But, you know, but he, because of his great love, which is just unimaginable.
Yep. Well,
thank
at any
God.
Rate, you know, the way that they put that in there, you know, that would have encouraged them.
Yes, most definitely.
As it went out. And, of course, they're haggling over whether or not God is a woman. They've been doing that forever.
That is so ridiculous.
So now they're getting gender-neutral pronouns and stuff to describe God.
I just hate what's going on. It's disrespectful to the Lord God.
It is. Well, in Genesis, the Lord talks about how wicked everybody is, and he says they're evil in their hearts continually.
Yeah.
That's when he decided to flood the earth and save Noah.
Yeah. Can't blame him.
But Noah found grace. Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of people that found God's grace again.
That's right.
Not just Noah and his family. This time there's a whole pile of people that found the grace of God through Christ.
Yes, amen.
So at any rate, we're going to have to get out of here.
Okay, well, I want to thank everybody for joining us. Whenever you do, wherever you are at, God bless you and keep you. Thank you for all you do for the King. We love you and we pray for you and we truly appreciate all you do. God bless you. Good night.
Good night, everybody. We thank you for joining us today on WARN Radio. The Watchman Alert Radio Network. This is the Watchman, and for all of us here, shalom, everyone. See you again on the radio.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Friday night, Sunday brunch, it does not matter. Facts are facts, queen. Every cigarette can cut your life short. Find that hard to believe? Then tap the banner for more. This free life. Freedom to be tobacco free.